When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 107. There's No Speed Limit, The Lessons That Changed My Life by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, also known as OLD, or the OLD podcast at oldpodcast.com. This is Justin Mollick, and I'm back today for a usual episode of Siver Sunday. Last week for my 100th episode, Derek read his own posts to you, so you can definitely check that out if you want to hear what he sounds like, which was a lot different than I expected, actually, but he's a pleasure to listen to, and they're both great reads, so yeah, check out episode 100. And really quick, I want to mention that you can join my free weekly mailing list to show your support for this podcast. I don't have many methods of making money with this project, except for some very generous patrons of the show have contributed. So you can become a patron or just show your support by joining the weekly newsletter by visiting oldpodcast.com, or you can join the mailing list really quickly by texting the word OPTIMAL to 44222. I'm giving away a book in just a few days to a random email subscriber, so you need to join by the first of the month to be entered to win. So once again, text OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit oldpodcast.com. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. There's No Speed Limit, The Lessons That Changed My Life by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Whether you're a student, teacher, or parent, I think you'll appreciate the story of how one teacher can completely and permanently change someone's life in only a few lessons. I met Kimo Williams when I was 17, the summer after I graduated high school in Chicago, a few months before I was starting Berklee College of Music. I called an ad in the paper by a recording studio with a random question about music typesetting. When the studio owner heard I was going to Berklee, he said, quote, "I graduated from Berklee and taught there for a few years too. I'll bet I can teach you 2 years of theory and arranging and only a few lessons. I suspect you can graduate in 2 years if you understand there's no speed limit. Come by my studio at 9 o'clock tomorrow for your first lesson if you're interested. No charge." Unquote. Graduate college in 2 years? Awesome. I liked his style. That was Kimo Williams. Excited as hell, I showed up to his studio at 8:40 the next morning, though I waited outside until 8:59 before ringing his bell. Recently, I heard him tell this same story from his perspective and said, quote, "My doorbell rang at 8:59 one morning and I had no idea why. I run across kids all the time who say they want to be a great musician. I tell them I can help and tell them to show up at my studio at 9 a.m. if they're serious. Almost nobody ever does. It's how I weed out the really serious ones from the kids who are just talk. But there he was, ready to go." Unquote. He opened the door. A tall black man in a Hawaiian shirt and big hat, a square scar on his nose, a laid-back demeanor, and a huge smile, sizing me up, nodding. After a one-minute welcome, we were sitting at the piano, analyzing the sheet music for a jazz standard. He was quickly explaining the chords based on the diatonic scale. How the dissonance of the tritone in the 5 chord with the flat 7 is what makes it want to resolve to the 1. Within a minute, I was already being quizzed, quote, "If the 5 chord with the flat 7 has that tritone, then so does another flat 7 chord. Which one?" Unquote. "The flat 2 chord?" Quote, "Right, so that's a substitute chord. Any flat 7 chord can always be substituted with the other flat 7 that shares the same tritone. So reharmonize all the chords you can in this chart. Go." Unquote. The pace was intense and I loved it. Finally, someone was challenging me, keeping me in over my head, encouraging and expecting me to pull myself up quickly. I was learning so fast, it had the adrenaline of sports or a video game. A two-way game of catch, he tossed every fact back at me and made me prove I got it. In our 3-hour lesson that morning, he taught me a full semester of Berklee's harmony courses. In our next 4 lessons, he taught me the next 4 semesters of harmony and arranging requirements. When I got to college and took my entrance exams, I tested out of those 6 semesters of required classes. Then, as he suggested, I bought the course materials for other required classes and taught myself, doing the homework on my own time, then went to the department head and took the final exam, getting full credit for the course. Doing this, in addition to my full course load, I graduated college in 2.5 years, got my bachelor's degree when I was 20, squeezing every bit of education out of that place that I could. But the permanent effect was this. Kimo's high expectations set a new pace for me. He taught me, quote, "the standard pace is for chumps," unquote. That the system is designed so anyone can keep up. If you're more driven than, quote unquote, just anyone, you can do so much more than anyone expects. And this applies to all of life, not just school. Before I met him, I was just a kid who wanted to be a musician, doing it casually. Ever since our 5 lessons, high expectations became my norm and still are to this day. Whether music, business, or personal, whether I actually achieve my expectations or not, the point is that I owe every great thing that's happened in my life to Kimo's raised expectations. That's all it took. A random meeting and 5 music lessons to convince me I can do anything more effectively than anyone expects, and so can anyone else. I wish the same experience for everyone. I have no innate abilities. This article wasn't meant to be about me as much as the life-changing power of a great teacher and raised expectations. Kimo knows how much he means to me, and we're friends to this day. Read the Wikipedia page about him. P.S. On a related note, see my talk to incoming first-year Berklee students. You just listened to the post titled, "There's No Speed Limit, The Lessons That Changed My Life" by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. It's crazy because I haven't read a post myself to you in over a week, so that was weird, and I kind of miss doing it. But it's nice to be back, and I'm happy to keep this project going for as long as I can. Just need to figure out how I can pay the bills. If you want to show your support, you can contribute any amount you like at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can get free stuff from me, possibly win a book by The Minimalist every month, and bring a smile to my face by joining the weekly newsletter. You can also do that by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And I think I'll leave it at that. Tomorrow is Minimalist Monday, so I'll be reading a post from The Minimalist and giving away one of their books a few days later. So stay tuned, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.